That's for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, let's plate this dish on a Wednesday, September 21st, into Thursday, September 22nd. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on what is not a very good day if you're a Lions fan, certainly, with the news that Amir Abdullah is going to be out for at least 6 to 8 weeks. Place an injured reserve today with an injured foot. Not good. Not good at all as Amir Abdullah is out. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about what it means for the offense. We'll go to Green Bay tomorrow and check in with the Locked On Packers folks. Bill Huber does a great job. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We got a lot going on here. Your tweets are very welcome, and they will be read coming up next in a little bit at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or on my Facebook page. It's Matt Derry with you on a Wednesday into Thursday. Check out the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook. Appreciate you listening today on Locked On Lions on audioboom.com, or you're listening on iTunes. You subscribe. We appreciate that. Hey, if you like our podcast, 5-star us on iTunes. Give us a nice review. We really appreciate that. Lions and Packers coming up on Sunday. And I know all about the injuries, okay? I know all about what's going on within the division. I mean, the Bears, Lamar Houston out. Jay Cutler going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. So he's out for Chicago. So next week when the Lions go and play the Bears, you'll see Brian Hoyer. And look, nobody's telling anybody that Jay Cutler's some Pro Bowler here, but there's been some devastating injuries around the NFL in the division. Talked about the Bears. Talked about Green Bay missing some people. How about Minnesota? Today they lose Adrian Peterson for the year with a torn meniscus. So you're talking no Teddy Bridgewater and no Adrian Peterson the rest of the way. So instead, you'll be seeing a steady diet of Sam Bradford, who had a career night the other night against the Packers, and Matt Asiata. All right, but here in Detroit, our concern is certainly with Amir Abdullah, who once again is going to be out for an extended period of time, as the team today placed him on injured reserve. Certainly, when asked today at his Wednesday news conference, Jim Caldwell said, hey, well, how long is he going to be out? Is there a chance he could come back later on in the year? His answer was, we'll see. Look, you're not going to get any answers from Jim Caldwell about any injuries. But Amir Abdullah was having a really, really good first couple of games. He was averaging 5.61 yards per carry, fifth in the league. He was a guy that was making plays. And I think just the threat of Amir Abdullah, out of the backfield, catching the football, running the football, open things up for everybody else. I said it a couple of weeks ago, and I'll repeat what I said. Amir Abdullah, I thought, was the second most important member of that Lions offense after Matthew Stafford. And we saw in the first game, 63 yards rushing, 57 yards receiving, right? Couple of touchdowns, or one touchdown in the Colts game. And then last week when he went out of the game, the run game just was not the same. Now, yes, it's good news.
Did you tell Clark the good news?
All right. It is good news that Theo Riddick is there. And the team today elevated U of D Jesuit High's own George Wynn from the practice squad. Hashtag AMDG for my guy George Wynn. But with that being said, this is devastating. Amir Abdullah going to be out at least 6 weeks going by the injured reserve rules, which is after 6 weeks, the Lions could activate him again. Of course, the old rules were that if you're on IR, you're done for the year. New rules are you can activate a player that has been on IR. So certainly Abdullah would be the guy if this foot injury heals in 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it is. He went down to get a second opinion in North Carolina earlier in the week, and it turns out the team has put him on IR. And Dotson, who was signed yesterday, Aaron Dotson, the wide receiver from the Patriots, takes his spot on the 53-man roster. But boy, oh boy, I mean, this offense is going to have to carry this football team for a little while. Even when healthy in week one, you saw the defense give up too much, too many chunk plays and everything else. And the Colts, especially in the second half, did whatever they wanted. All right, it was Chuck E. Cheese at Lucas Oil Stadium for the Colts. All right, they were eating pizza, they were playing skee ball. That offense was doing whatever they wanted against the Lions. Last week, same type of situation. Second half, without Ziggy Ansah, without DeAndre Levy, without Antoine Williams. The list went on and on of players that exited that game due to injury. Marcus Mariota twice led the Tennessee Titans down the field for drives that turned out to put the Lions behind the eight ball and the Titans ahead to stay. So now, with Amir Abdullah out with a foot injury for at least 6 to 8 weeks, we're talking Theo Riddick, Zach Zenner, Dwayne Washington, the rookie, and George Wynn, all trying to at least, you know, give the Lions some semblance of some depth at that position. I'm going to stick to my guns and what I said a few weeks ago. I think this is very devastating. Do I think the Lions can overcome it? Sure. Every team has injuries right now. Injuries are a major concern around the NFL for everybody. And within this division, the Vikings lost their two best players, offensive players, in Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson. But I think people in Minnesota and folks around the Vikings will tell you they're very comfortable with Norv Turner calling plays and Sam Bradford under center. The Lions don't really have a Sam Bradford to back up Amir Abdullah. Dwayne Washington's going to get an opportunity. He's just a rookie. Theo Riddick's going to be probably having to handle the ball 35 times when we talk about runs and passes. He's going to be the featured guy. But he's not that home run hitting threat that Amir was, and Amir looked like he was at the start of this season. There was just something about him and his explosiveness and just the threat that the defense had to be like, wow, maybe Riddick and Abdullah are in the game at the same time. Riddick splits out wide. Abdullah's in the backfield. That change of pace where Riddick maybe grinds out 6-7 yards. Then here comes Abdullah as the home run threat. That kept defenses a little bit on their heels. And now for the second straight year, he's hurt. Devastating loss. And the run game takes a major hit with Amir Abdullah out. Question now continues to be, and it doesn't appear that anything's going to happen, will the Lions sign Joik Bell? They worked him out yesterday, but no deal has happened. And with the team elevating George Wynn off the practice squad, it appears that it's likely Joik Bell is going to remain out of football and unemployed for the time being. But, you know, we're talking about the Lions going into the Green Bay game this weekend with the possibility of no Amir Abdullah, DeAndre Levy, Ziggy Ansah, Tyron Walker didn't practice today, Antoine Williams, Eric Ebron, Riley Reiff. Team has just two healthy linebackers on their 53-man roster right now in Tahir Whitehead and Thurston Armbrister. Who? Yeah, Thurston Armbrister, who had to play a bunch of snaps in the second half the other day as they just picked him up from Jacksonville. Derry Speaks on Twitter. And also the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook will read some of your reaction to this Amir Abdullah news, which I just think is highly devastating, certainly for this football team. Got to tell you about our friends at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, baby. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get $20 off your first purchase. Football's back. SeatGeek's the smartest, easiest way to really to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. Nothing like being in the stadium, right, for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, all right? Whether it's a 50-yard line, club seats, upper bowl, whatever, check it out. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's awesome. By far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I was looking around earlier today. If the Tribe can seal the deal and win the division and clinch at Comerica next week, I'm looking up tickets for Monday and Tuesday night. See my boys. Heck yeah, just do it with the SeatGeek app. It's simple. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, can get a $20 off rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. It's simple. To get that $20 reward or rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click on add a promo code, okay? Enter the promo code LO Lions. That's LO Lions. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. All right, download that SeatGeek app. Enter promo code LO Lions today. All right, some reaction to the just the brutal injury. Maybe I'm overstating it. Maybe you guys are thinking, no, Golden Tate's more important, or Marvin Jones is more important, or heck, even Theo Riddick might be more important. I just think in today's day and age of the NFL, you've got to have speed. All right, the Lions are not a blazing fast team. All right, they're not putting Cam Newton back there and running, and Mariota and guys like that, and running quarterback draws with Matt Stafford. Right? They don't have breakaway speed running backs other than Abdullah. I like Theo Riddick a lot, but he's not a speedster. On the outside, I think Marvin Jones has run by some people a couple of times, but he doesn't have 4.2, 4.3 speed. He's not a James Jett type. Remember James Jett, the former Raider and West Virginia Mountaineer? Shout out to the voice of the Mountaineers, Tony Caridi. All right, Golden Tate's not going to run by a lot of people. All of a sudden, again, it looks like a slower team. Now, Dwayne Washington showed in the preseason when he returned that kick against the Steelers that he's got some wheels. He's kind of a bigger back with speed, but not blazing speed. Bouncer Maniac tweeting in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Matt, I agree on the loss of Abdullah. It's huge. Poza13 says, I think it depends on what Dwayne Washington can do or if they can grab a C.J. Spiller and he can be a stopgap. If the Lions were to sign C.J. Spiller, wouldn't they have already done that? Right? Wouldn't that have already taken place? I don't see the Lions signing another running back at the moment. And they need linebackers too. So I'm not seeing the Lions going out right now and adding Joe Iqbal or C.J. Spiller or anybody of that ilk at the moment. Elevating a George Wynn off the practice squad is my guess what they're going to do. And they're going to give a bulk of the carries to Theo Riddick, and then Dwayne Washington's the next man up. You know, Zach Zenner's been inactive, so they've been more comfortable with Washington over Zenner. I just wonder if Dwayne Washington can handle this and if he can hold on to the football and do it on a consistent basis. I mean, the Lions are going into Green Bay Sunday. All right, Green Bay has the number one ranked rush defense in the league. All right, their pass defense has been putrid. Anybody watch Randall over the weekend trying to guard Stephon Diggs of the Vikings? It was a joke. Green Bay secondary has been bad for the last couple of years. It's not been good. But to sit here and go, oh yeah, seventh round pick Dwayne Washington is just going to carry the load. Not against Green Bay at Lambeau. Lions have got to get healthy. And I'm concerned we're not going to see DeAndre Levy for a while. I think it was Justin Rogers from the Detroit News who tweeted out earlier today. He hasn't seen DeAndre Levy in like a week. Hasn't even seen him out on the field. Hasn't even seen him on the sidelines, nothing. That's not a good sign. Not a good sign at all.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.
All right, let's get more of your thoughts on this Amir Abdullah situation. Tweets coming in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. It's devastating. Devastating. Kid finally looked like he was figuring it out. And it's not that he was, putting up Barry Sanders-like numbers, but he was holding on to the football. And he just, you know, as Mike McCarthy said earlier today, the Packers head coach, Lions are losing a serious playmaker in Amir Abdullah. There's only so much Matthew Stafford can do. And I know what you guys are thinking right now. Well, if the offensive line can block for any of these guys and Matthew Stafford can do his thing, that's fine. And Stafford, I thought, really had to carry the load and carry this team the first couple of weeks. Now more of the onus, more of the burden, much more of it is on him again. You know, and that's not good. Especially, you know, Amir Abdullah has foot surgery. So it's not like he's coming back in 4 weeks and they can make this a stopgap. This has never been something that the Lions have ever been able to overcome. All right, you're driving in your car right now home from work or to work Thursday morning. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You know what, D's? This is the Lions. It's SOL. We don't overcome this stuff. Other teams lose main characters and other guys step up, but not here. It hurts. It does hurt. And you talk about all these people in the NFC North getting hurt. Cutler and Houston and Trevathan with the Bears and Adrian Peterson and everything else. But this is not a very deep roster. All right. When Bob Quinn, the maestro, took over as general manager last year, he said it and he's reiterated it. I think he thinks he's going to blow out a lot more of these guys as time goes on and add to the depth of this team. I don't think the running back depth is horrible by any stretch of the imagination, and thank goodness Theo Riddick is there. I just don't know if he's an every down back. He's run the ball pretty well so far, but I like him more on second and long and third downs, catching the ball out of the backfield. That's my thoughts on it. All right, that's another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, Bill Huber tomorrow from Locked On Packers will preview Green Bay tomorrow. We've been brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. We love the folks at SeatGeek. We thank them. Don't forget, check out Locked On NFL with Maddie Williamson. Does a great job right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you want to get your fantasy line up in order, check out Locked On Fantasy Football with Vinny Iyer right here on the Locked On Network. We'll head to Green Bay, get the thoughts of the Packers. Locked On Packers host Bill Huber tomorrow. We'll see you.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.